It's a Big Time Backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
Hey, the Big Time here on the radio. And one of the reasons that we do radio is so we can have this lady come in, Carrie Underwood, in the house. Your fifth appearance at Stagecoach?
Fourth.
We were here for your very first one in 2008. Do you remember your first appearance?
Not specifics. No.
Do you remember what stage you were on?
I don't. Really? I think I would have been on the main stage, but not playing last, obviously.
Obviously, like now.
Like
she's
now.
Like,
shutting it down.
Is this the first thing you've been? I feel you've closed here before. Have you not? You did.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we've been here for all of them.
I know, but this was supposed to happen 2 years ago.
Oh,
so
right.
We've been hanging on. There were a few changes along the way, but we were like, no, we're still in. Let's go.
Now you can get up there on the ribbons.
I know.
What do they call those?
Oh,
the silks?
The hammock is what I was in.
I was blown away
by you.
Stop.
Thank you.
Do you do that in Vegas?
I don't yet.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's actually going to happen. I'm just saying yet because I would like it to. We have aerialists that come in and it's just beautiful. I'm kind of standing behind them every night and it's hard to focus on singing my song because I just really want to watch them.
I know,
it's just gorgeous.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you do them because otherwise you could only see people like that like at strip clubs.
Okay.
And I don't want to go to those.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't judge anyone who's doing that.
I mean, no, I've to each their own, but
exactly.
we can, yeah.
But it's all Cirque du Soleil, which I really like.
Yes.
So good for you. I thought that didn't you do it on the ACM? So weren't you singing and did a flippy thing up there?
I was lowered down from the ceiling at the
impressive.
ACMs. Thank you. Yeah,
really
that
impressive.
Was that was their idea. They're like, how does she feel about? And I was like, love it. Let's go.
I'm fearless.
Brand
look
entrance.
At you.
Yeah.
Congratulations also on Ghost Story.
Thank you.
Which is so great. And the video came out.
Thank you. Yes.
Now, I'm not going to give it away for people who haven't seen it yet, though. But is there a twist in there or did I read it wrong?
I don't know. I mean,
we try
to, like, the whole thing is it a dream? Is it not a dream? Like, I don't know. You know, you're haunting someone, but I'm not actually, like, haunting him. It's kind of more his imagination and him playing, you know, looking at old pictures and kind of living in this world where this guy can't get past his future.
Wow. And you're still a star in there.
Yeah, I mean,
and are you on a swingy thing?
I'm on a trapeze.
Okay, thanks for knowing the real name of it.
It doesn't look as hard as it is. It's so interesting to actually be in it, and then you look back at it and you're like, oh my gosh, like this looks so easy. Someone's just swinging around on a thing, but I was sitting on like a teeny steel bar for a few hours. It didn't feel good.
No, that'll leave a mark.
It definitely did.
Right. Yep. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then
it's all for the art.
We're all for the job, y'all. So
yes.
We're always
yes.
eating cupcakes and stuff for the Big Time, you know? That's what we do. Oh, yeah. Please take one or
maybe
two.
Maybe later. I got wardrobe.
Nobody eats before the show. You're not gonna put on 5 pounds from one cupcake.
Well, I'm super weird about what I eat before I sing anyway because I don't know what it's going to do to me. Like, if you eat something that, like, gives you heartburn, then that would be really
yes.
hard to sing through
yeah.
or whatever. So I eat the exact same thing for dinner before every show.
All right. That's all right. Listen, you got your way.
I
it's
know,
all good.
I got my routine.
I know you got to go get on stage, but tell us about Denim and Rhinestone.
Denim and Rhinestone.
June,
that's
yes?
my, yes, June 10th. I'm very excited about it. It's just a lot of fun. It's a fun album. It's the Sing Into Your Hairbrush album. When I was asked when we started making it, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, like, what do you want to do? And I said, I just want to have fun.
Oh, wow.
I'm envisioning going on tour and these are the songs I want to sing. So
can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stagecoach once again with Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
We'll post the side-by-side photos at thebigtimeonline.com.
Yes.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Now, more from backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Do you want a cupcake?
I'm okay.
Are you sure? Your kids are here. You can take a couple cupcakes.
I cannot eat before a show. It's
you can
freaks
sugar
me
them.
Out.
It does?
It does.
Really? When was the last time you eat before a show?
I eat about 5 hours before a show.
Oh, all right.
But then I eat like a lot after.
You don't get lightheaded on the stage?
No.
No?
Tequila has calories. So
Thomas Rhett's our kind of guy. You know, he has four girls. He has every right to drink all that he wants.
Right.
All right? So, you know, when we were in Vegas, I don't think we even talked about Slow Down Summer, and I don't know why. It's our chance.
It doesn't fully apply here in the desert where it is always summertime.
So this tune, how many versions of that do you have? Because I keep hearing new versions of it.
Of what?
Of Slow Down Summer.
Oh, I mean, there's a studio
version.
There's a piano version.
Yeah.
I love versions.
I know. I like versions, too. And I think it's a really good song.
Thank you very much.
I really like love the song.
I appreciate that.
So I think I told you that in Vegas, though, but maybe not. I don't remember anymore. Well, I can't remember anything.
That's okay.
You know why? Because when you turn 27,
that's right.
Those brain cells just go.
That you are right.
All right. So you have just put out your sixth album in 10 years.
Yes.
Was it six?
Yes.
And so, what are you going to do this summer? Because you don't have to. You don't have to make an album.
Right.
You don't have to. Are you going on a tour? I can't remember.
Yeah, we start in June.
Okay.
And we go through October. Me and Parker McCollum and Connor Smith are on
the
road this
summer. Oh, that's right. It's the Good Looking Boy Tour.
The Good Looking Boy Tour.
That's right.
Well, the Old Man and the Young Kids Tour.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, it's the truth.
You can teach them all sorts of things now.
Yeah, you're right.
Now you're the headliner.
I've got like this wisdom that comes with being 30 plus.
All right, so you're gonna start touring in June. And I read, you know, it's none of our business, but people ask you all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I read you guys are going to take a break from More Children for 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
1,000,000%. That's not a rumor. That's the truth.
It's still none of our business, but you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Do you really think that in 5 years you're gonna go, it's time? I read that Lauren has always wanted 5 kids.
She has always wanted five kids.
You still married her. You were so brave.
That was, you know, I took one for the team.
I know.
You
know? I know.
No, I would love to have 5 kids, but I think we just had ours so close together that, like, it's a lot. And so I think, like, at least when all of them are out of diapers,
yeah,
might be time to go for one more.
Okay, so, one more. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you heard it here really last, because everyone's asking him. That's the only reason I had the guts.
Last.
Yeah, because that's the only reason I had the guts to ask, because I would never ask a personal question like that. Thomas Rhett, everybody.
It's the big time with Whitney Allen.
Whitney Allen here. The Stagecoach Music Festival. I got to tell you, when we talked to Carrie Underwood, she walked in here looking like $5 million.
She did.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Always looks fabulous. And she was wearing pants that I was sure were show pants.
How'd she put those on?
I don't know. They were shredded from top to bottom.
Can I wear those, you think?
No.
Oh. No.
You have to work out every day to wear something like that.
That's not happening.
And so I said, are these the pants for the show? And she said, no. If I looked that good in those pants, those would be my walking around pants too. They would be. She went on to change clothes about 18 times on the stage. How do you do that in the desert?
I don't know.
You're already sweating and she just changes clothes like, you know, like nothing else is going on in the world. Thank you, Carrie Underwood.
The big time is backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
In the Stagecoach Music Festival. Here we are celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ryan Hurd. And also the fact that Ryan Hurd is in the house.
In the house. Yep. So happy to be here.
This is not your first Stagecoach.
This is my second, and it's amazing to be here. I mean, this is the one that you circle on your calendar every year. So,
yeah.
You know, we're really blessed to get to play Stagecoach and then have our whole West Coast tour for Tour de Pelago happen afterward here. And Tour de Pelago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which means ocean and ocean?
Open sea.
Open sea.
Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it the little album with the funny name.
Okay.
But it's been amazing. It's been out for 6 months now, and the response has been just incredible.
It's really a good album.
You want to know a story from today?
Of course.
I was on the golf course today, and before we came and did our radio interviews and played Stagecoach, and it was very nice of them to have us, but we drove our cart up down one of the fairways, and I heard my song playing in somebody's backyard. And so I want to peek over there and see who it is. And it was like 12 girls just like looked like maybe having a Stagecoach vacation, and I like poked my head up and I was like, hey, that's my song. And they're like, our song too. And I was like, no, I'm singing that song in that recording.
Did they believe you?
Yeah. Then I took my glasses off and then it was fun. So I was like, I don't do that, but it was fun. And
that moment is fantastic.
It was like, now I'm officially at Stagecoach.
They will never forget that moment, right?
It was kind of cool. I'm pretty uncomfortable with the public part of this job, but
right.
That was a cool moment for me.
Ryan Hurd, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
It's the big time.
Hey, look, everybody. It's the Stagecoach Music Festival. And Maren Morris is with us. I remember your first Stagecoach.
It was 5 years ago today.
Dang.
Today, yeah.
And I will tell you why I remembered. I told you that my favorite song was Let Me Show You How It's Done.
Yeah.
And you were on this stage, and I was a side stage. And when you sang it, you don't even remember this, huh? You came over and sang, like, leaning over to me.
Oh,
it was the sweetest. Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was such a fun day. And now I'm here 5 years later doing the night slot.
I know it, because that was a daytime.
Yeah, it was hot.
And hot as heck. What a crazy ride for 5 years.
I know.
Right?
So much has happened.
So Circles Around This Town, doing very well for you. What are you going to do for the rest of the year? It's weird, because now that we're back, everyone's like exhausted. because it's like everything's happening at one time.
Yeah, we have to like warm ourselves up to be back, you know.
Gotta pace ourselves.
At this pace. But I'm excited. I'm touring this summer and touring Humble Quest. And yeah, it's like, it's all real. It's all really happening again. So
when's the Humble Quest tour going down?
It starts in June.
So you got May for free. Is that right?
Rehearsals. I have a couple like things I'm doing, but it's sort of the calm before the storm.
When you guys are doing rehearsals, do you do those like in an undisclosed location? And do you do them for like a long time or just to kind of get your bearings? I've never asked anybody that. I don't know how long you do that stuff for.
It'll be like a full week of just, you know, like we've run through the songs, but it's just about really mapping out the show and approving, you know, production. Get to actually rehearse with all the production elements. And then we go to the first tour stop and we'll have one more run through and then it'll be live.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, do you get nervous before that very first show? Because you don't know, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be a wreck, especially after two years of not touring.
Not doing anything.
Now it's like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? But it's going to be great. We're doing mostly amphitheaters, so it feels like it's going to be really intimate and cool. So.
Awesome. We saw your husband earlier today.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very rare that we get to play on the same day of a festival. Usually, I'll be on like a Friday, he'll be on the Sunday, and we just end up, you know, ships in the night. But yeah, we get to like see each other's shows today.
Did he tell you about his story when he was walking through the neighborhood after the golf game?
No.
He heard somebody playing, I don't know which song. So he looked over the fence and there was these people having a party. And he goes, hey, that's my song.
Oh,
and
nice.
They go, oh, that's our song too. And he goes, no.
I wrote it.
That's my song.
That's amazing.
Isn't that funny? So I love 12 that. People he made their day.
Okay, I'll
now
ask
I feel
him.
Like I ruined everything.
I'm glad you told me. That's so sweet.
Circles Around This Town is the tune from Humble Quest, Maren Morris on The Big Time. Thanks so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's The Big Time with Whitney Allen. You know, I looked at my health on my iPhone and I figured, because what were we parked about 3 miles away from the venue here?
Yeah, three and a quarter.
Yeah, I've only doubled the amount of steps that I've taken on an average day, whereas your phone is exploding with awards.
I've got like a medal coming on here. Like you've done 300 steps in 15 minutes.
I'm walking a lot and I'm still lame, all right?
Now, more from Backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Hey, it's The Big Time, and I have now a veteran of Stagecoach because he played here last night.
Oh, yeah, technically I did.
Yeah, you did. It's Hardy on The Big Time. How was that?
It was fun, man. TR, I saw him two nights ago, and he was like, you want to get up and do something? I was like, what would I do? And he said, friends in low places. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, I have an idea. How about we hide you in the crowd? I'm like, whoa. but it worked. I hopped the fence. Made all the people in the front row really mad, which was super uncomfortable because I was by myself standing there like, who's this, you know, but it was awesome. It ended up being super fun.
A friend of mine who literally I went to junior high with, and I haven't seen her, and I'm not going to say how many years because then people will do math, texted me last night and said, what was the guy's name who was with Thomas Rhett last night? I'm like, Ashton Kutcher and John Party and Hardy. She goes, that was it. It was Hardy. Just very, very fired up about you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I still don't think that a lot of people got it because he kind of, at the very end, was like, and it's, give it up for Michael Hardy. But I think it like slipped through the cracks. So I was seeing people comment on his post today and they were like, who was that Michael guy?
That's what my friend actually said. Now I think back, who was his friend Michael? And like, Hardy?
That's funny.
All right. Give Heaven Some Hell. I saw the video way before we were playing the tune.
Yeah.
And I can't watch that video too often.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
It had to be rough for you, too.
It was. And the craziest thing about that video was that all the guys, that's my friend group. So we all actually knew each other. So, like, the scene of carrying the casket out, those scenes were very real because we were all, like, we all are real friends, and we were just thinking, like, damn, we're carrying, you know, like, this could be one of us one day. Anyway, so we captured that moment, I think, as good as we possibly could.
Probably why it's hard to watch, because it is very real.
Thank you.
Michael Hardy, everybody. You know him better as Hardy on The Big Time.
The Big Time is backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Big prize, everybody. Listen, congratulations on Soul.
Thank you.
That thing's a party.
I was like, I don't know how this is going to ever work, but I've got to
try it my way and see if something, I don't know what, but it was just that something catchy about it. I was like, I gotta try it. And right. I recorded it just to see what would happen, how I would record it. And it came out with this thing that was like completely different than anything I'd done or anything else on the radio, really, too. But it still had this chord of on the country radio thing, you know? And I was like, well, magic kind of happens sometimes, you know, just because it happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and I love playing it live. First, I mean, I was playing it live before it was ever out, and people were seeing it before it was over. So that's always a good sign.
That is a good sign. You know. Now, are you still collecting money for anything? I ask because I know that you have fake accounts that are asking for money.
Oh, man.
And look for the blue check. Yeah. Don't go to any Lee Price.
The bottom line is because that's, you know, that's been happening. And it's really, it's one person in particular recently just gave all this money away and said they lost their house and all this stuff.
Oh,
I'm like, listen, I'm like, this is why, because I try to pretty often remind people, if somebody's asking you for money and it says that they're me, I promise you, I don't care blue check or not. Yeah. It ain't me asking you for
money. Lee actually is doing okay.
Not even that, but it's like, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to go say, hey, can you come meet me in this park, you know, tonight? You know, and like, you know, but yeah, we just want to protect people because there's so many people out there doing
it. I know.
That.
Don't slip him a five.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Right. Thank you so much for coming by. Lee Price, everybody.
It's a big time backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
Everybody say, hey, it's Freeland.
Yes.
Last time we hung was Vegas.
Yeah, ACMs.
ACMs, exactly.
Hold up. First things first.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Whitney. Happy birthday to you.
Now, I'm going to need that every year from now on. You don't mind.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it back. We saw you out there on camera.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you like the ambassador for Stagecoach now? Coming for 12 years. Breland walks in, he's like, I own this place.
Hey, no, I'm doing a little content with YouTube. They're doing like a whole live stream of Stagecoach. And so I'm just interviewing some artists and doing some content with them.
So you're trying to get my job now?
No.
He's taking all the jobs.
Hey, here's the thing. There's one for everybody out here.
So what kind of questions have you been asking other people?
Because
I'll take some tips, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm friends with everybody that they have me interviewing, so I'm just kind of just talking.
You are friends with everybody, though.
Yeah, well, we're friends.
We saw Breland and friends at the Ryman, and it was like all the famous people.
Oh, dude.
You know? How did you swing that?
I just shot everybody a text and was like, what's up? I mean, you know what? It was for a great organization, Breland and Friends, you know, the Oasis Center in Nashville. We were able to raise over $140,000 for them.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm really grateful for all of the artists that pulled up. But the beauty of what it is that I'm doing in Nashville right now is that I'm learning from people. People are learning from me. It's collaborative. We're both meeting in the middle, and the music that's coming out of it is really special.
Well, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. You're a joy. I love having you around.
Thank you for having me, and I'm excited that I got to spend a little time with you on the most special day of the year.
I'm excited that you sang happy birthday for me. That's what I'm talking about. It's going in the files.
Yeah.
It's going in the files for all posterity.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Breland. We appreciate it.
Time with Whitney Allen.
It's the big time. We're at Stagecoach.
Happy
the
Stagecoach.
Music festival is going down, and Jordan Davis is with us. How exciting is this?
I'm stoked.
And I understand that summer's going to wrap up, and then you on a tour that just got announced like 10 hours ago.
A guy named Luke Combs.
I've heard of him. Newcomer.
He's a newcomer guy. Really, really good voice. I love Luke to death, and so I'm honored to be on the tour, and it's going to be so much fun.
So I talked to him yesterday. He said that he's going to take it easy in the summer because he's going to be a new dad, right?
Yeah. He's a bit
what advice would you give him? Because you have two now, right?
I have two.
Cutie
pies. Yeah.
So cute.
Thank you. 2.5-year-old and a 7-month-old. Golly, I mean, it's cliche, but like, you know, we're both in the same business, so he travels probably just as much as I do. And it's like, man, it goes by so fast.
I'm sure.
You know, the time you're home or, you know, the time you're with him, like really make the most out of it. Because like, it blows my mind that I have a 2.5-year-old kid that I'm responsible for. Like, it feels like yesterday she was born.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, this is nuts. So, it flies.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, he's taking that summer and hanging out there. So,
yeah.
Jordan Davis, everybody, thank you so much.
Awesome. It's the big time.
Whitney Allen here. The Stagecoach Music Festival. It gets a little challenging at Stagecoach.
A lot of things do.
Yeah. And you had told me, was it 35,000 people work here?
35,000
people.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. So they have to coordinate with everyone. It doesn't always work.
No.
However, we finally discovered catering.
Can we go back?
I gotta tell you something. It was great.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just because we were starving. It was really great.
It was really good food.
So Justin and I went and scoped it out. Where's Benaj? Because we told Benaj he had to go over there too, but where is he now?
He's still there.
He's still there?
Yeah.
Does he know you're only supposed to take one plate?
You can't go back for 2 seconds.
No. Do you think he's putting some in his pocket?
I hope not.
He might be, though.
I have like 12 catering passes, though. Left.
Oh.
They gave us extra. Should we sell them, maybe?
Oh, we can make a couple bucks on that.
We probably wouldn't be invited back, though.
Well, they wouldn't know.
That's okay. Let's
you know
go.
What? Where are they?
They're right here.
No, Benaj took them. They're not there.
He took all of them. He took them.
So we had 12, 9. He's come back with 45 bucks. Just watch. Benaj!
It's a big time backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
Everybody, look who's in the house. Lindsay L. Yes.
Hi.
I'm really bummed there's this many guys in the room.
Why?
Because I want to ask you something.
You can ask me whatever you want.
I'm going to ask you.
It's the two of us. There's nobody else
here.
It was
a TikTok of you doing a boob check, right?
Oh, yeah. Guys, this is what I do every show.
They don't know the stuff we go through.
They do not know the stuff
we go through. To not be called names.
Goodness.
And not be shown up like, what's wrong with her?
Whitney, you know what I'm saying? Only they knew. Even like, guys can just roll out of bed.
I know.
You know, splash a little water on the face and roll on out of there. And we're like, give me an hour and I might be able to like
maybe
see a squitch of sunlight. Yeah. But I do a boob check every time I go out on stage because sometimes I'm like laying on the stage playing guitar.
You are serious about the guitar.
And the wrong shirt with a like laid back guitar solo is not a good combination. So, you know, we just need to make sure that everything's secure.
I remember when I was that limber, I watched that video and go, I remember when I could do that. I couldn't play guitar at the same time. So I've always been very impressed.
I have full faith that you could.
Yeah, it would have been acoustic though. It would have been totally different, you know, all folk singing and no
mess. That's still so cool. That's still so cool.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you, Whitney. It's so good to see you.
Appreciate it.
It's the big time with Whitney Allen.
I got to tell you, out here in the desert, we're really lucky because in this area, Palm Springs has some of the best restaurants in the world, right?
Yeah, true. Definitely.
So after the Stagecoach Music Festival, I found one. It was called Wendy's.
I love that place. Yeah. I went to Del Taco.
What was yours, Benaj?
It's a guy named Jack in the Box.
Five stars all the way. You think he's still going to hang out with us, knowing what we've been eating the last couple days?
I don't know.
It's the big time with Whitney Allen.
Oh, Mitchell Tenpenny's with us, Stagecoach. I got to tell you, it wasn't the first time. It was the second time I heard truth about you when I really listened to it, and I got like all nervous, right? Because that is like, you're singing this sweet voice, and it's this nice ballad, and then you're like,
come on, I love it.
This is absolutely what's going to happen if you don't knock that off.
You cut it out.
Yeah. I thought that was really brilliant.
Thank you so much. Wow.
I'm not going to ask you if it's inspired by a true story, but it had to be.
I mean, definitely. I mean, but not just one person. I mean, that's accumulation of a lot of things, including myself. You know, people break up and they want a better story.
Right.
And everyone tends to say things, whether they mean it maliciously or not. And it's just like, everyone, when you break up, just shut up. Everybody.
Yeah.
Go move on. Find somebody else and just shut up.
That's true. It's like you don't have to do it and be all mad and all this all the time.
No reason for it.
Carry on. But I started thinking, like, if I get broken up with, what in the world could be said about me? You know what I mean? I started thinking of those things, and it was just like, I can never break up. Now it's like blackmail.
Well, yeah. I mean, at that point, too, it's like, I mean, that's the point of the song, too, is a lot of it's lies. So anything can be said about you at that point, man.
I know.
There's a lot of that going on in this world. We need to quit lying to each other. Y'all.
I know. That's true. Mitchell Tenpenny, everybody, now my best friend is happening.
It's the big time.
Brothers Osborne, everybody.
I just had to sit down and like, my back is hurting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a birthday a couple days ago, my back. And I was like,
man, I had a birthday yesterday and everything hurts. Not something specific where I can
name
it.
Your birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's
getting to the point
where
you just like hurt. I don't know where it is, but it just hurts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't want to name it. I don't want to say how it happened because it had just to do with a shoe. You know, nothing fun. There was a lace, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. I had to get insoles. How about that?
But you still have a lot of cool shoes on. When people get to that certain age where they're just like, I'm wearing like just orthopedic shoes, that's it.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty there. I mean, I don't have a heel showing on this shoe at all.
I love that. You're still showing.
Yeah, I'm showing the foot, but there's no heel happening. You know, there's not one of these things. Nothing that I can fall off of, because I will. I will just take a tumble, you know? It'll be awful.
It's nice in here, though.
Yeah.
When you get in here, it's like the only place that feels really nice. I mean, You right. really have to have some prestige to nail one of these rooms here. So
with the room, with the AC and the couch.
Yeah.
I know. Couch. You have to be going into the Country Radio Hall of Fame.
That's what I am.
I throw that almost title around all the time.
Well, I was going to ask, has that, so I knew that was happening. Was it, has it happened? Are you officially?
No, not official. Okay. I'm still, so what did they say I was? Oh, I'm in waiting. That's right.
Oh, really?
Someone said I was, yes.
It's like purgatory.
Country radio personality in waiting.
In waiting.
Sounds like royalty, don't you think? Yeah.
You know what, Bob? It just gives you more time just to live in the moment.
Soak it in. Soak it exactly. In. June 30th it happens.
Amazing. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So have you played the main stage twice?
We play the main stage every time, and so.
Oh wow!
Well, when you say that, it sounds kind of like we're bragging a little, and you know, and the first time we did it, we played the main stage, and we were like, "Excuse me, we're playing the main stage." Mm-hmm. Which, let me tell you, when you were like the first act on the main stage, is the last stage you want to perform on. It's, we thought they were doing it to be nice to us. That was like, you guys are going to literally play to nobody and get baked. And so we came here the first time. There was like 200 people, like 500 yards away, and then we were like, what was that? And then we came back. We felt like, okay, this is our chance for redemption. Last time we were here, 4 years ago, the wind was so bad. Keith Urban was headlining that night.
I remember that show.
And the wind was so bad. Our show was like, it was a nightmare on stage. Things were going wrong. Things were getting out of, it was just a mess. So tonight, we were like, this is our moment for redemption.
It is. And that can now be
also a little bit of pressure.
The name of your next album can be Redemption.
Redemption.
No, the moment.
Yeah. The moment.
The moment.
That sounds redemption. Like a lyric.
Yeah. Well, you guys are the lyricists. I'm just the one.
You were like an idea person.
Exactly.
And they were the executors.
You finesse it.
Yeah.
You finesse it. So then how long is your set tonight? Do you know that much?
50 minutes, which is oddly really short for something like this. But, you know, we'll get in there, bang it in, get in.
Exactly. Do you guys know that we had to walk from the parking lot here for about a mile and a half at noon, 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stage coaches we have.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
And
then
you try to look good, and you're really glad you're radio, and then Binaj comes in with the damn video.
You know what?
And
it's
but also a great-looking shirt, too. Like, did you come here and get a shower? You look really clean right now.
He feels really happy
also,
now.
Also, I've noticed that there's a lot of golf carts all over the place, and no one's driving them.
They won't let us have one.
No, same. Yeah. So annoying.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with that?
Yeah. So we haven't had our moment of redemption, and we've come to every damn stagecoach that has,
okay. That's right, and you're a Hall of Fame
in waiting. Yes.
Get this woman a damn golf cart.
I wouldn't mind.
Come on.
All right, so what are you guys doing for the rest of the year? Because I didn't even look at my prep. I'm doing all of this off the top of my head.
We're just hanging and having a conversation.
I agree.
Yeah, we love just going with the fly with you, obviously. But we're kind of having a pretty chill year intentionally. We're hopefully set up next year when we get new music coming out. So we're just kind of starting that process now, recording our next record. And we're playing some things here and there, you know, to keep everybody fed and go out and see the fans. And we've been having fun. It's actually been a really fun year so far.
That's fantastic. Because it's always fun watching you guys. I can't remember. I know a couple years ago I told you I came out to the Ventura County Fair and you guys had sold that thing out.
So fun.
Oh, that was an incredible show.
Yeah.
And I went to another one and I can't remember where it was. It was the same thing. I'm always on the list for backstage, even if there is no backstage. Mm-hmm. And I could never make it. It's like, oh, they must think I hate them.
No.
All right. Okay. And I'm always just sweating my ass off trying to get in to see you guys to say hi because I want you to know how loved you are.
We know. We do.
We're
easy.
We've never once thought that.
All right. Good. Yeah. All right. Anything that I'm forgetting? You're having a chill year. You having a chill year?
I'm having a chill year. I mean, our schedule is pretty much the same.
If he has a chill year, do you have a chill year?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, we have 90% of our lives. We have our own 10% personalized, but then 90%, we're pretty much just doing the same thing. So it's actually pretty chill. I like it though.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, we like what you do. You always keep us guessing. And it's true in a very good way.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I know. Repetition is boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, we want our story to be like, remember Lost, the TV show Lost?
Oh, absolutely.
We throw some curveballs at you. You don't even know
a different ending. But
yeah, our ending will be better.
It has hopefully. To be, because that was a really lame ending, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah, you know, it's work in progress.
So when you guys get ready to retire, we should call that album is Not a Lame Ending.
Yeah, not a lame ending.
You don't even have to finesse that one.
Write all this down.
I'll have it on tape for you. Okay. Believe me, I'll remember. Brothers Osborne, everybody, I love you guys. I'm so glad you had a moment to come by.
Always great seeing you.
Always good to see you.
Congrats again on the... Hall of Fame in waiting.
Country Radio Hall of Fame in waiting.
Yes.
That's right. What did I forget now? Anything? No, Skeleton Deluxe. Well, I know that. I'm not for everyone.
Don't worry about it. Don't get that out of here. Don't read the damn notes.
You're home for big fun. This is The Big Time with Whitney Allen.